Since 2001, the Vermont Health Department has offered free radon tests to the state's schools. Less than a third of schools have taken advantage of the offer, even though tests show that one in seven schools had dangerously high levels of the gas. So why haven't more schools done the tests? VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
We have Michelle here, and she's going to drop off a radon test.
Michelle Thompson is with the health department, and she's giving the second grade class at the Dorset School a quick lesson on radon testing.
This is a radon test. It's just a little container that we're going to leave in here for 3 days. It collects air, and when I come back on Thursday, I'm going to pick them up and send them out somewhere.
The kids asked Thompson what she was doing when she walked into class today. Her well-rehearsed explanation seems to put the kids' concerns at ease. Thompson walks over to a shelf and places a small vial about the size of an aspirin bottle near a plant. It's quick, unobtrusive, and effective. So I ask Thompson why more schools are not testing.
I don't have a good answer. I'm not sure. I think, you know, maybe there's just a lot of other competing priorities, and this is something that's a voluntary thing. So we have a lot of really good proactive schools that jump on board, but not as many schools as we'd like to see.
Radon is a gas that occurs naturally, but it's dangerous when it builds up, and it's the second leading cause of lung cancer. The health department made an extra push this year to get more schools to test. Traditionally, letters went out to principals, but this year, the state reached out to the principals' bosses, the school boards. Thompson says 11 new schools will be tested this winter. But that still means that a majority of the schools in Vermont will not have their air tested this year.
It is a huge public health issue. Wherever there's radon, kids and teachers who work in the schools can end up with lung cancer, and we would like to prevent that.
Ginny Lyons is a senator from Chittenden County. She introduced a bill last year that would require schools to test for radon. It never got out of committee. Lyons wonders if school boards are hesitating because they fear taking on expensive repairs if radon is detected. But mitigation can be as easy as making adjustments to ventilation systems. Schools usually pay only a few $1,000s to take care of the problem. At Neshebe Elementary School in Brandon, the administration is fixing a radon problem. Earlier this year, the health department turned up levels more than double the EPA action level around the school. Kristen Carr has two kids at Neshebe Elementary School. She says some parents question whether it's safe to have the students at school until the mitigation work is done. But Carr says the school's been good about keeping parents up to date.
There are, you know, about a group of people that are really concerned about radon being present at the school. And then I think that there are people like me who are like, well, they're doing everything we can. It's a naturally occurring gas. You know, it's everywhere. And I think it's always good to know what you're getting into and what you're exposing your kids to.
A recent survey found that 91% of the parents who were asked about radon wanted their kids' schools tested. And a joint fiscal office report says it would cost Vermont $500,000 to test every school. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.